I think we've got either steak or snags. I don't know which.
What the fuck's a snag?
A sausage. A banger.
Why'd you call it a snag?
I don't know. We call them snags.
Snag.
Because they get snagged when you put them up your... Never mind.
A little too far. A little too far.
Well, you shouldn't be putting them in that far then. If you lose it, it's too far.
Hello, and thank you for joining us on the Xbox Insider Podcast. This is our second podcast in 2 weeks, so we're testing out our new weekly format. We're just going to go ahead and speak with you guys a little bit about the going-ons in the Xbox 360 world, talk about what recently happened, also a little bit about the next week's releases. I am joined this week by Aaron, Marth989 on Xbox. And also by Jason, Gamertag Pesmer.
Hola.
And I am Edward, Gamertag Tamazander, if you don't know. I always forget that part. So we're going to jump in here for you guys. We have a good bit to discuss. So we're going to go ahead and get started here with the news of this current week.
All right. In the news this week, Courtney Love has kicked up a stink on her Twitter over the claims that Activision did not get rights to recreate the image of Kurt Cobain in the new Guitar Hero 5 game. Personally, I think this is coming a little bit late with Guitar Hero 5 due out this week. But that's neither here nor there, and we won't really comment too much on rumors. Secondly, we have Twisted Pixel have announced their new game. A strange named one, I'll admit, but it looks like it might be a little bit of fun. Called Comic Jumper, The Adventures of Captain Smiley. Now, it's a bit of a weird name for a game, but Twisted Pixel have a good history of releasing great games, so I'm pretty excited for this one, although at this stage, no details have actually been released. And that's it for the news this week. There's been next to no news. It's been a slow news week, but we work with what we got, so that's cool. Aaron, you want to talk about new releases?
Okay, then, next week's releases. On the Xbox Live Arcade, this is for everyone in the world, UK, Australia, and America, we have Panzer General Allied Assault. Don't really know much about that, but that's our Live Arcade release next week. Okay, then in the UK, we have Heroes Over Europe, Need for Speed Shift, and the Need for Speed Shift Special Edition, NHL 2K10, and Raven Squad Operation Hidden Dragon. Oh, and also in the UK, we're getting Wet. Then over in the US, you're getting Need for Speed Shift, Marvel Ultimate Alliance Fusion, Wet, NHL 10 and NHL 2K10, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Heroes Over Europe, Cubed, and Tornado Outbreak. And then finally, over in Australia, you guys will be getting GeForce, Guitar Hero 5, Marvel Ultimate Alliance Fusion, Colin McRae's Dirt 2, Heroes Over Europe, and NHL 10. And that's next week's releases throughout the world.
Now, I know that one of the things... What's that? You can't hear me?
No. We're fine. We can hear
you. Oh, you said add your mic.
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
Neither did I. Crazy! No, it was a ghost, and it said, Ed, you're mine.
I certainly hope not, because I've got things I need to do later on that doesn't involve ghosts. I don't have time to bust a ghost. All right.
I ain't afraid of a ghost.
I'm not either. Actually, I think the problem may have actually originated on my end. So we're going to jump into our main discussion here, and what thing that we'd like to discuss, of course, is I was recently playing a game, and I know that this has been an issue that's been popping up everywhere, but one of the main questions that we have coming along with video games is DLC that comes out incredibly soon after release or day of release. A lot of this DLC is actually included on the disc sometimes. I know we have a couple examples here. Of course, I think one of the recent sports games, which one was it that had all the different team updates on the very first day?
I don't know. I don't play sports games.
No, neither do
I don't either, but I remember that someone, it was an EA game, you know, and I know there are no...
That narrows it down when it comes to sports games.
Oh, yeah.
to all of them.
It was one of those EA games that they make. And also, I know, let's talk about Katamari. Katamari is the
ultimate... Katamari Damacy or Beautiful Katamari?
Beautiful Katamari. Because Beautiful Katamari had the problem in which the actual DLC was included on the disc, plus you could not obtain 1,000 gamer score without downloading the DLC, which caused an even greater problem and even greater problem and upset there. What do you think about this, Jason?
Yeah, I'm okay with games releasing DLC fairly close to release. I'm not happy with them releasing DLC on the disc, as you mentioned it was with Katamari. But there's some games where, if you consider the amount of time between a game being finished and distributed and going landing in retail stores, there's actually a fair bit of production of time in between that. Like, it can be up to a couple of months. So games like, what's one I'm thinking of? Tomb Raider Underworld, I think. And also Resident Evil 5, where DLC was brought out maybe a week or two after the game came out. I think that's okay, because it's outside, number one, it's outside the scope of the project, or they just wanted to add something in a little later. But there's some games where I think it's just, the DLC is just a really strange and doesn't need to be there. Like in... some of the Need for Speed games, where instead of using your in-game money, you can use actual Microsoft points to buy some of the cars. Or even in Godfather 2, where you can access some more of the dudes or anything, some more of the people to help you out in-game. EA are pretty notorious for this, actually, releasing DLC for games that either make it easier to play or give you cheats in game or something like that, which I think is a very lazy way of doing a DLC structure. Aaron, what do you think about this?
Well, the ones that I hate the most are the ones where they've blatantly made the game, got all the content in it, and they've cut that content out and they're selling it off as DLC like a week or so later. Like, the biggest culprit most recently has to be the Magic the Gathering arcade game. I don't know if I told you about this or not, but basically what they did was they made the game with all the decks of cards in it, and the environments that you see at the main menu, there were supposed to be five of those, one for each color of the Magic the Gathering cards, and then there was supposed to be five different colored tables, one for each color, obviously, again, and then there was like obviously avatars that you can use as like your playable character image. And what they did was they removed them all but a few. And a few weeks later, just started selling them on as DLC for 160 points. And you just know these have been already removed from the game just to so they could sell you them later. And they're not even anything worth anything, really. They're just like environments and pictures that you don't need to play the game. So there was really no point in taking them out other than them trying to make money out of it.
Mm-hmm. I also think the DLC should go down in price the longer it's been out. I mean, the same way retail games do. I mean, the Crackdown DLC content, which has new achievements and whatnot, I think it's called the Getting Busy Pack. I think stuff like that, which is still 800 points, and that came out fairly early in the Xbox cycle. I mean, within the first year, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's true. That's still 800 Microsoft points, and not many people are going to be playing Crackdown anymore. And those that are picking up the game for, like, a couple of bucks, and to pay just as much as you'd get for the game to add a little bit of extra content just seems wrong in my eyes.
Quite similar to that, actually. I saw recently that the Elder Scrolls Oblivion, the DLC for that, which is the Shivering Isles, is still 2,400 Microsoft points. Even though that's been out for, I know it's quite a lot of content, but it should have come down now. You can buy the game on its own, or you can buy the game with the DLC already on it, which also includes the Knights of Nine, yeah. And it's the difference, like Microsoft point wise and money wise, between the standard edition or the one that comes with it on it. It's just cheaper to buy it with the DLC already on it. So they should just reduce the price on the marketplace just so that they can still sell it, let alone even have it on there.
Yeah.
They really should. To elaborate, you're right. DLC and games, especially Xbox Live Arcade games that have not I know they have the whole like this is a hit whatever or live hit, but DLC should go down in price over time. You've got to think. I don't see why these people aren't realizing, hey, if this game is still 800 points, we may sell, I don't know how many they sell in a week, but I'm just going to throw out a number just for an example. We're going to sell maybe 500 at 800 points, you know, this week. I don't see why they don't realize this game is a year old. We lower that price down to 400. Hell, we might sell 2,000 in a week. I mean, it's just good business. I mean, and everything lowers in price, but these games don't lower in price. Even the ones that have been out for quite a while, I'm pretty sure the sales would go through the roof if they do lower the price down. So, I mean, the 400-point games that have been out for a year or so, lower them down to 200, you know? I would go pick up games like that, but I'm sure that a lot of them are just saying, no, we're going to stay the price because this is a classic game that people will buy, period. I think they're thinking like the arcade games, but a lot of the 800-point games are games that are not classics.
Yeah.
And they need to be lowered. Speaking of DLC, I understand that, but I understand that it is a way to lengthen the game experience. But if you're seeing that someone's actually going and getting your game, you know, used now instead of new because it's been out for a year, lower that DLC. Because, I mean, if I buy a used game for, you know, $15, I'm not going to want to pay $10 for the DLC for a couple more levels.
That's right.
Hmm.
That is completely true.
It's like recently the Star Wars the Force Unleashed DLC that which came out, which was 800 Microsoft points. And I cannot stress enough how short and how much of a rip-off it felt on completion of that DLC. I completed it literally in 5 minutes, and this cost 800 Microsoft points. And the image they used to actually advertise this DLC was a lightsaber battle between the apprentice, the bad apprentice, and Luke Skywalker, which, for those who actually want to get the DLC hoping to have that lightsaber battle, doesn't actually come in that DLC. That only comes in the Ultimate Sith edition of the game, the retail copy. So not only is it the fact that it's being brought out quite a bit later than the game, which I don't mind too much because I like it when they bring games back after a while just so you can have another go at them with a piece of DLC, add like a little bit of length to it. But they bring it back, they make it so short, and then the 800 Microsoft points. I could have bought a full arcade game for that and got maybe 10 to 20 hours of gameplay out of it. But I got it expecting at least a good couple of levels and got a 5 minute, like almost like a demo of what it should have been.
Take into account though, for 800 points you could buy Explosion Man, which is a great single player and multiplayer experience.
Yep, it's got decent leaderboards, loads of fun achievements, comes with a premium theme and two gamer pictures and avatar unlockables. So for the same price, which is loads of gameplay, you can buy 5 minutes of Star Wars, which is actually quite boring.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's the difference between the indie developers and the corporate developers. The indie developers are always more likely to please with DLC, where the corporate developers are more likely to just shovel it out the door and break in some extra cash.
Going back to the point you said earlier, though, Ed, was, you know, you said that you couldn't get the full achievements with Katamari without having to buy the DLC. I'm sure that that's actually a breach of Microsoft's terms of contract. because retail games that ship on disc are supposed to have a full 1,000 achievement points that are available to you without having to buy any add-ons. So, and at the same time, I was going to say, not only Katamari did it, but the Hellboy game did it, which I think that's only got about 870 points on it. And they said they were going to bring a DLC out for it, which would fill in the rest. A free DLC, they said. And then they just never brought it out.
Yeah, probably sales, which, you know, I don't think in terms of that, you know, DLC, they, you know, sales should have mattered there. But, I mean, if you give us DLC, you're right. I mean, we should have had a full level. I mean, Katamari should have had the full points on there. To nickel and dime us is just getting bad. And I know Pez said something earlier about, you know, the timing of when these DLC come out, you know? Yeah, I mean, the thing is, even if you have it, even if you made it, even if you made the game and you're just waiting for the release date and then you're going to get the DLC, I mean, come on now. No one's going to buy the game, beat the game that day, and then want extra levels. You know, even if you have that for that, just give it a couple weeks. Give it a couple days. Give it a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and say, okay, you're still playing the game. It's just got to be a timely thing. And just because we're speaking about DLC that's just ridiculous, I think I have to mention I was playing Transformers, the original game, this week. And I went over because, you know, you can go over and check to see what DLC it actually has for the game. And one of the DLC that you could actually buy was to unlock the unlockables in the game, which was actually really nothing. It was a couple of pictures of the toys in the packaging. It was a couple of stills from the movie. It was pretty much crap. Crap DLC is what it was. I mean, the thing is, it was 500 Microsoft points to basically unlock, like, the trailers to the movie and the trailer to the TV show and some concept art. 500. I don't understand the person who could not play the game and needed to pay $6.25 American to have that DLC that moment. Makes no sense to me. That's my rant of the day.
I liked it. It made me feel happy.
It should, because it's... And then there are other games like that. Wasn't there... crap, I'm trying to think of the game where it'll level you up if you pay. Is that Eternal Sonata? Is it? Or...
No.
No, you might be thinking of Tales of Vesperia. Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah, it's on point, isn't it? Where it's got a monthly subscription.
Oh, no, that's Final Fantasy XI.
No, I'm sure there's another one that had a monthly subscription.
Phantasy Star Universe?
Phantasy Star, yeah.
Yes, I win.
Which is an excellent single-player experience on its own. Just saying that.
Wait, it has a single-player component?
Yeah, full... Full 1,000, yeah.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, but then...
I want to tell you something. It's great.
What, the single player experience?
Yeah, I mean it is, and it has one of the things in the game that I absolutely like. It has a
nudity.
No, just going off. And actually, this is actually the same thing that is in Alone in the Dark. It has a television show previously on and next time on.
When it breaks the levels up into episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I played an episode, and I was like, it felt like that was a closing spot, and I would be done for the night, you know, or done for the day. I actually liked that. I loved it a lot, and it gave me something to whet my appetite for next time.
Rock on. I didn't know Phantasy Star was a individual RPG on its own.
Yeah, it's got, like, I think it's 250G through the DLC, which has, like, you have to get by going online and partying up with loads of people and... like boosting loads of levels and getting, like, going through boss chambers and stuff like that. But then
that's
4,000. Yeah.
Rock on. I might have to pick it up.
But yeah, well, I'll say the reason I won't pick it up is because I like to get the majority, 100% of the achievements in games. But with most DLCs these days, they're making it harder. They're keeping you going. It's like Bungie with Halo 3. They keep pulling you back with that game. You think you're finished, and then, oh, wait a sec, there's another piece of DLC coming out.
Don't diss on Bungie, brother. You're going to get every single Xbox fan turned on us. Every single one.
Every single Xbox fan, I'm sure, is getting a bit sick of paying 800 Microsoft points for three maps, sometimes which are just remakes of old maps from things like Halo 2.
Yeah, but that's exactly why people pay for them, because some people love those Halo 2 maps. Yeah, but like my friend.
They're worth 800 Microsoft points.
For three maps? If you play the online a lot, like if you're playing online a lot, then I think it is worth it. But if you're not, if you only jump into Halo every now and again, no, not a chance in hell.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you want to get the majority of the achievements in the game, you have to get that DLC regardless. So it's the DLC that just keeps pulling you back.
Well, yeah, that's... I think Bungie do it a bad way. I'll agree with you there. Call of Duty 4 do it a better way, where the maps are there if you want to get them, but there's no achievements for them.
Yeah.
But then again, Gears of War 2 do exactly the same thing with Snowblind and everything. They go, hey, we've got new maps. I forced you to play on these maps if you want achievements.
At least the ones on Halo are actually like obtainable opposed to the ones on Gears of War.
Yeah, which are ridiculously hard.
Like level 100 on the new ranking system.
I don't want to talk about it.
Does it make you sad?
It does make me sad inside. Oh, hold on. So if you always try 100% games, does that mean you've never played a Guitar Hero or Rock Band game?
Nope. I've never played Guitar Hero, Rock Band, SingStar, Lips, nothing like that.
My fiancé 100%ed Lips.
Well, I heard that was easy to do, so...
In comparison to Guitar Hero, yes.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit in my bedroom on my own and, like, sing to myself.
Why? I do. I need a friend. Okay, we're getting...
Wait. But seriously, before we get off track, wasn't Lips or was it High School Musical where you could put the microphone on the TV and just get the...
Lips.
It is Lips.
It is Lips, and you can also do it in High School Musical, I'm pretty sure. Lips is great because you just set it to a jukebox mode, then just walk away. And it'll play through all 40 songs quite happily.
And it
just all the points.
Yeah.
Sounds easy.
There's a Xbox Insider bro tip.
Make your TV sing to itself. It'll probably be happy.
I probably would, before it takes over the world with its robot overlords.
Yeah, and that love it singing. And if you try and harm it, it'll kill you.
Anywho, slightly off track. I think we were talking about DLC. I'm not sure. Can't remember anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just wrap up. I say we announce competition winners.
Yeah.
That's correct. Everybody's been patiently listening to the podcast here.
Sort of.
Yeah, because I know some people have been like, who won the contest? They've maybe fast-forwarded through it.
That's possible. We should have put it in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, seriously, no. I want them to actually listen to what we say, because what we say is...
fun, exciting, informative.
Excellent.
It's like spun gold. It's like my voice. It's like Aaron's voice.
I like seriously, that Aaron. Milk.
You have a very good British accent.
British.
As opposed to those awful accents. Yeah, sorry, he pronounced it wrong. Sorry, Aaron, you have a very good British accent.
British?
You don't have teeth.
You don't sound like, Eliza Doolittle, which is good.
Who?
My Fair Lady.
Oh, yeah.
God.
What the hell, man?
Oh, that wasn't obscure. How did I not know that?
I'm sorry, I forgot I wasn't from the West End of London in the 1950s. Actually, no, wait a second. No, that was like the 1850s.
It was, yeah. Good musical, though.
In
a totally straight way.
So, Julie Andrews. She did a lot of musicals, though, didn't she?
I was a bigger King of the fan on.
The people that have entered the competition are going, oh, what the hell are they talking about? Just give me the damn... give me the damn...
I just want to say quickly, The King and I was a good musical.
Yeah, I like The King and I. Just because he's so gangster.
He is gangster. He's like, yeah, man, I've got like 20 wives.
They're all like seven.
Oh, whoa.
Nah, they're all like, what, they're in their 20s, but none of them were wearing underwear.
Rock on.
Because they do that power thing, don't they?
Yeah.
They're all wearing.
And they're like, what? Anywho. Competition winners. Yay. All right. So the competition winners on this competition was Tamazander for his non-entry.
Yes. I'm going to go download it now.
And who's this other guy? Marth989 for just being awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest of you can go home. Do you want me to actually announce them?
I think the people you announce can just take the game and play
Run.
It.
Run. There'll be a mutiny. I'll be a mutiny if we leave it at that.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm fairly sure. Okay, so the winners were Superman64 for his entry Johnny Crash, because he does go through the Ring of Fire. It's true. That made us laugh, so that was always good. And on a more serious note, we had MagicalDancer37, which ironically isn't a more serious note, for his entry Moxie the Bailout Kid. Congratulations to both of you. You both should have got your emails or your messages on Xbox Live for your games. And don't forget to jump in again on the forums in the competitions thread and say, I won something with Xbox Insider. Otherwise, we'll take away your prizes and we will give them to Marth and Tamazander.
Well, that sucks that I don't get it in the first place. But
sorry.
Deal. Yeah, I'll deal.
Something to do with maybe you working for the site and not getting free games.
Yeah.
I'll deal.
Somehow. We'll pull through. We'll have a therapy session.
We can have one. But congratulations to the winners. Congrats.
Congrats. Yeah, congrats, guys. There were good entries all round-ish.
It was. I was actually really impressed. Honestly. I was really impressed with the quality of the entries. And some people really put a lot of thought into it.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Yeah, some of them were very good. And it actually was very hard to choose a winner. We had to sit around for almost 2 hours talking about it. I mean, there was other stuff in the middle as well, but we did mention it a few times.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations, everybody. You're great. You're excellent. We'll see you on the forums next week when we'll be having other contests ramping up soon.
Yeah, that's right. Expect some more codes to be coming out.
Very soon.
Very soon.
I guess as soon as we decide what contest to run.
We'll have a meet about it. Anywho.
Will there be snacks?
There'll be t-shirts.
Wet.
Ooh, Aaron. I'd like to see some of that.
E-t-shirts.
That's right. I think Avatar Unlockable should be a wet t-shirt.
Wouldn't it just be a white t-shirt with a hint of nipple?
You're making that sound like a bad thing. Hello. All right, we wrap up. Wrap up the damn podcast.
We had a great time, everybody.
We did have
I'd like to thank Jason
thank
for
you.
Joining me. And, of course, Aaron for joining me as well. Ed, make sure you were going to acknowledge that. I mean, if you didn't say thank you, you're probably going to be like, screw you, dude.
Oh,
thank you,
Ed. We'd like to also say thank you and welcome to all the new members. I know we have a couple of new members this week that came in with the contest. Be sure to check out the podcast here. Be sure to, of course, and as always, with everything we have on our site, comment, rate, and review.
And also subscribe in iTunes and rate us. So give us some more popularity. We could always use a little bit more. Feel the love.
Sorry, definitely. Not only about subscribing, but also just give us a rating. If you don't like us, rate it. We don't, you know.
Oh, we do. If you don't like us, don't rate us. Don't bring us down.
But,
one star is not enough.
But thank you, everybody. And we'll see you guys around. Stay tuned. We'll have another contest running here. We'll announce that on the next podcast. And this is Edward. Signing off. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on, all the persons.
Just for clarification, the opinions of Edward don't necessarily meet the opinions of Xbox Insider as a whole.
He steals it's from just, dying people.
I suppose they're not going to need it. Oh, damn. I'm going to hell. I'm going right to hell. My mum beats me. Oh, shit. I've done it again. I'm going right to hell.